let us
amen again for our choir. Now Pastor Pills will take us deeper into the Word and higher in the Lord. Please stand as we and receive our pastor.
Definitely agree with Deacon Woods when he says they're not only our leaders of tomorrow, but they are our leaders of today. And we have to show them today. Some of us are in position now because somebody took time to show us. Amen. And as much as we fuss, as much as they might get on our nerves, we have to understand we cannot take a 15-year-old and make them 51. But we have to teach them on the ground that they will understand. Because for many of us, it's a blessing that we survived to get 50. Amen. I'm sure if you just think about it, you know somebody that would have knocked your head off and probably did knock it off and put it back on so you could grow. Amen. Amen. In preparing for our Sunday school lesson, the Lord took me to something that needs to be taught. And it is my prayer that you give me your undivided attention. First of all, I'd like all of you who are firstborn children in your family to please stand. Amen. I'd like for all the youngest people or the babies in your family to please stand. And then I'd like for all of you who are just happy to be born to please stand. Amen. Turn with me to the 49th chapter of Genesis. Genesis chapter 49. Genesis chapter 49. When you're found it, please say amen. Let's hold our Bibles high as we make our proclamation. This is my Bible, God's holy word. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I have what it says I have. And today, I submit myself to God that he may prove his word. Chapter 49 together. Let's read verses 1 through 4. Genesis chapter 49, verses 1 through 4. Amen? Let us read. And Jacob called unto his sons and said, gather yourselves together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. Gather yourselves together, and hear ye, sons of Jacob, and hearken unto Israel your father. Reuben, thou art my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity, and the excellency of power. Unstable as water, thou shalt not excel, because thou wentest up to thy father's bed, then defilest thou it. He went up to Mike. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. And think with me shortly from this theme, sleeping with the enemy. Sleeping with the enemy. This is Reuben's story. And we have discussed for the last month or two about the biblical position of birth. Being the firstborn, you got the best of everything. Being the firstborn, you were thought of as the next generation's leader. There was a lot of things that was given to you simply because of the position of your birth. And in studying the sons of Jacob, we find out that first of all, Reuben, being the firstborn, was not the most loved. Reuben carried this hatred in his heart. He knew that he was not the first, and it bothered him. For 17 years, Reuben walked frustrated because he saw his younger brother being chosen over everyone else. For 17 years, he was frustrated. For 17 years, hatred grew in his heart. For 17 years, envy infiltrated his mind. I want you to know, for 17 years, he was upset not only at Joseph, but his object of hatred came for his father, because his father was the one who kept putting Joseph in front of him. His father was the one who kept passing him by. It was his father that got on his everlasting nerves. And he waited 17 years to get back at his father. He wanted his daddy to know, I don't like what you did to me. You know that's my stuff. You know I'm the one that's supposed to be first in your heart. I know it's Joseph, but you took that from me. For 17 years, he held it. And he kept waiting for an opportunity to get back at his daddy. Can you imagine living with 17 years of frustration? Can you imagine walking around just waiting for an opportunity to get somebody back who did something to you? Can you imagine? Can you imagine? And then what happened? The opportunity came. Reuben went up and took something that belonged to his father. Now, many of you over 16 probably said, well, it shouldn't just be Reuben at fault, but he lay with her. She should be at fault too. Oh, I beg to tell you, the woman that he slept with wasn't in line for anything. She wasn't going to receive any blessing. She could have laid with everybody from here to Timbuktu. Her plight would be the same. But Reuben was in line to be blessed. Reuben is the one that had the position. Reuben was so angry, he forgot that it says in Proverbs 15:3, the eyes of the Lord are in every place. Not only does he see the good, but he also sees the evil. So what did Reuben do? He thought he was getting away with stuff. Didn't know that when time came to be blessed, the Lord was going to bring back to his father's mind. Children of God, let me tell you, we don't slip on anything with God. You might not get caught, but you won't get away either. As children of God, everywhere we go, the Lord goes with us. Somebody say, ouch. So for 17 years, hatred was going on in his mind. And then, when it comes to scripture, when we get to this verse, Jacob says, Reuben, because you got out of position with me, you already know you ain't going to get your stuff. Now it comes to question with us. How long have we been sleeping with the enemy? You might say, I ain't been sleeping with the enemy. Well, let me tell you, if you've ever gone to bed angry and woke up angry, you have slept with the enemy, because the Bible has it in Ephesians 4:26. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. If you've ever been upset with somebody and walked around here giving your offering and you still walk by the one that got you upset, don't you know the scripture says if you have an oath against your brother, leave your gift and go back and make it right. But we are sleeping with the enemy. When we spend our days and nights trying to get somebody back who did something to us, don't you know we have slept with the enemy? Because in Romans 12:19, the Lord says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay. Somebody's still looking at me. Children, I want you to know you ain't left out. But if you are right now still upset with yourself because of a test you didn't pass last week, you can't get ready for this test. It's because you've been sleeping with the enemy. Then, of course, when we deliberately set traps, because we think somebody stole our husband, they stole our wife, they took our boyfriend, they took our job, they took. Let me tell you, can't nobody take nothing from you that God wanted you to have, because what God has for you, it is for you. And the scripture says, if you dig one ditch, you better dig two, because that first ditch you dig, you gonna fall in it. Somebody say, ouch today. So the question is, how long have we been sleeping with the enemy? The enemy tells us now, some of us are upset because at the beginning of 2007, we promised God we were going to be better. We promised God we were going to give him all. We promised God all these things. But now, the fourth Sunday of November, we find out we still ain't reading our Bible more. We still haven't come to church more. We still haven't prayed more. We just as rotten today as we were January 26, 2007. And the enemy tells you, don't try now. Wait till 2008. But I came to tell you, you're sleeping with the enemy. Because the Lord said, it ain't over until God says it's over. Children of God, we still got time to make things better. We still got time to get it right. We still got time to do it better. We still got time. Look at your neighbor and say, you got time. But we're sleeping with the enemy. When God gives us life, when God gives us opportunity to make our life better, but we go to bed thinking wrong, we wake up thinking wrong, we turn over all night long thinking wrong. Don't you know that if God would take us with our nasty-minded self, in hell we would lift up our eyes? Don't you know if God would take us when we got them bad and evil thoughts in our head, we're gonna not sleep with the enemy. We're gonna be dancing with him. Reuben never changed his mind. We've been praising God, lifting our hands from January till today, and some of us still got rotten, nasty thoughts in our mind. Children of God, let me tell you something. We can't get nobody back for whatever they have done to us. And the blessing is, can't nobody get you back for what you did to them either. I know we all sitting, well, I ain't did nothing to nobody. Get real. When we look here, Reuben was thinking, oh, yes, I can get this. See, Daddy took my stuff. I'm going to take some of Daddy's stuff. Children of God, let me tell you, we can't take nothing. Because when we think we're hiding from God, the Lord says, I'm with you always, even until the end of the earth. When we have formulated in our mind nasty stuff, God is there. When we formulate in our minds how we're going to get somebody back, God is there. When we get ready to fix a lie on somebody, God is there. When we use the very breath God has given us to talk about one of his children, God is there. There is no way we can get away from God. He is always there. And when the enemy slides up to you and say, oh, you can get away with this, you better tell the enemy, I ain't crazy, man. I'm a child of the king. Everywhere I look, God is around me. And I want to tell you today, children of God, it's time for us to wake up. If you are still mad because somebody did something to you in January, February, April, or June, build yourself a bridge and get over it. Look at your neighbor and say, build it and get over with it. Reuben just messing up his life. Child of God, I came to tell you right now, on this day, November the 25th, 2007, don't let the enemy steal your blessing. It is recorded in the Word, John 10:10, the thief comes but for to steal, kill, and destroy. Satan is putting thoughts in your mind because he wants your stuff. Look at you. How many of us know we're sleeping with the enemy? Don't raise your hand. It's a dangerous thing to go to bed mad. And after God watches over you all night long, you get up and you're still mad. It's a dangerous thing to walk around hate with hate in your heart. It's a dangerous thing to walk around with jealousy and envy and frustration. It is a dangerous thing when God has woken you up every day in your right mind, when God has rocked you to sleep, watched over you all night long, woke you up with the big abilities of activities in your limbs. It's a bad thing to walk around and still be mad. It's a bad thing. But I came to tell you today, oh, if I could talk to Reuben this morning. Any Reuben's cousin in here today? If I could just talk to his cousin, I would say, look at here. You can't get nothing like that. The enemy don't mind you. He don't mind you sliding up next to you. The enemy don't mind you putting lies out on somebody. The enemy don't mind you frustrated because you didn't pass a test. You wanted so-and-so to take you to the death. Now somebody other than him took you to the death. The enemy don't care. Some of us right now are getting ready to make our Christmas list. And we're mad because we remember last year we got somebody something nice and they didn't give us nothing. We scratching them out. Some of us mad right now had a good Thanksgiving, ate a whole lot of stuff, but somebody didn't eat my potato salad because her potato salad tasted better than mine. Get over it, church! Somebody say, praise the Lord. Some of us are upset because our first love went and married somebody else. And when we see him now, should have been my man. Should have been my woman. Look what I could have had. Get over it! If you were supposed to be with them, you would still be with them. Women that wear double sizes, don't get mad at skinny women. It takes two hands to handle a wife. Skinny women don't get mad at fat women. Somebody need a chip. They need the hula hoop with a Cheerio. Don't get upset. But we're so mad. Older men mad at younger men. You can be a player as long as you know how to play. Just don't get caught. We got rumors all over the church. Mad cause what you don't have, mad cause you ain't got all you want and you can't do nothing with what you got. Tell somebody, I know one of Reuben's relatives. Say now, I know one of Reuben's relatives. Reuben's sitting on the sideline, mad, frustrated. We've been coming to church 11 months, still mad and frustrated. But I came to tell you this morning, if you know Reuben's cousin, you ought to turn around and let him know, listen, God has been so good to me. I don't have time to be mad. God has given so much to me. Whatever I love just made room for my new stuff. I know I ain't got no man, but maybe I could do bad by myself. The last time I checked, I was looking pretty good. I don't know about you, baby, but at 54 years old, I don't look at no 24-year-old and say, I remember when. I look in the mirror and say, I know right now. To know, are any of you glad that you're still living today? Are any of you thankful that God is still God? Don't you know, without a shadow of a doubt, the only reason we're here today is because God didn't leave us? I don't know about you, but I got a story of deliverance. He could have left me out there with my crazy self, but God looked beyond all of my faults. He looked beyond all my stupidness, and he picked me up and put me on the road. You need to look at Romans. I can't talk about what I don't have today. I can't talk about who ain't in my life today. I thank God that I belong to him and he belongs to me. I thank God. If you are still sleeping with the enemy, you better wake up. God didn't have to be as good to us as he is right now. Somebody wish they had stuff half as good as you got it. Sitting up here, oh man, I wanted something new to wear. You got some clothes, don't you? Somebody mad because they don't have a new house. Somebody wish they had your house. You better thank God. Somebody mad because they don't have long hair. You want some long hair? Go buy your song. It can be as long as you want it to be. Somebody say, poor Reuben. Reuben spent his life upset. He couldn't get over nothing because daddy took his stuff. Somebody, you're looking at me right now. I know you're mad. I know you're mad. Deacon Wood's talking about how much of turkey you ate. Somebody mad because they didn't have no banana pudding. You should have made one if that's what you wanted. Just want to wake you up this morning. We find ourselves sleeping with the enemy over nothing. When somebody bring you junk on somebody else, or you told somebody a secret and they went and told somebody else, don't you know the first time you told it, it quit being a secret? Look at your neighbor and say, she's talking about you. Reuben was so hateful. He was focused on what somebody took. And children of God, this morning, I want you to just wake up. Every now and then, look at who you are. Look at what God is doing for you. Look where he has brought you from. If you really tell the truth on yourself, God has been better to you than you have been to yourself. If you really want to think about it, God has opened doors for you. You know you shouldn't have opened. God has blessed you in ways you know you shouldn't have been blessed. God has done more for you than you could ever do for yourself. How dare you be frustrated? How dare we get upset with God? God, I wanted to sing, and you didn't give me an opportunity to sing. Don't you know God has given you a key? It's your problem if you don't want to use it. Everybody can't sing like the angels, but you can make a joyful noise. And you mad. My kids always on the honor roll. Why my kids ain't on the honor roll? If your kids don't have good sense, get them some hooked on phonics and teach them how to read. Somebody say, preach, Pastor. And then we sit in church. Can I talk for the husbands? Wives, don't get mad because your husband can't do no work. He probably wasn't working when you met him. Her husband made her a cabinet. What you gonna do? He gonna buy you a cabinet. Please. Men, don't get frustrated because your wife ain't a size five or seven. When you see them, that's good loving and good living. Pat yourself on the back. Tell your neighbor, I'm not frustrated. So many things. Children, let me tell you. Don't raise your hand. But if you got crazy parents, pray for them. You probably the reason they crazy. Tell your neighbor she's talking about you. Reuben was upset. Didn't understand he was about to get out of position. Many times in the church, we point fingers and we say stuff to hurt each other's feelings. But I came to tell you today, don't sleep with the enemy. When those evil thoughts come through your mind, you better let them know, oh no, I can't think like that because I'm a child of the King. When they bring you junk on one of your sisters and brothers, let them know, I'm not a junk dealer and I can't talk like that because God has made my mouth another Bible. I preach and I talk, for thus said the Lord. And God told me, don't bear no false witness. He said, whatever I give out is coming back to me, and I ain't having no junk in my suitcase. Reuben was frustrated. Catch your breath. How many of you have gotten upset with yourself this year because it's something you didn't do, something you meant to do, something you wanted to do? When you find yourself upset like that, look in the mirror and look and see who you are in the Lord. God has made you beautiful. He has made you smarter than anybody else that looked just like you. God has added years to your life. God has blessed you beyond measure. So when you get upset with yourself, just look in the mirror and say, you know what? I never would have made it this far if it had not been for you, God. And I know I messed up, and I know that I tore up stuff, but because you are the God who forgives all of my iniquities, you are the God that wipes my slate clean. You said if I would call on you in my day of trouble, not only would you pick me up, but you would wash me up and give me a brand new life. I thank you, God, that when I messed up, you didn't tell nobody. When I fell down, you didn't tell nobody. When I was out there acting crazy, you didn't tell nobody. But you spoke in my life and said, live on, my child. I thank God today. And I don't know about you, church, but every now and then, you want to just stand flat-footed and tell the devil, devil, I know you missed it so you thought you had. Yeah, I've been talked about, but that's all right. Yeah, I've been lied on, but that's all right. Yeah, I messed up, but that's all right. Because I serve a God who washed up me. I serve a God who cleansed me. I serve a God who picked me up out of the muck and the mire. Oh, yeah, baby. I know you wondered how I got here. But you don't know. As the word said, the half ain't been told. I'm not where I'm going, but I'm farther than where I've been. Every now and then, you ought to tell the devil, don't get mad at me because I'm blessed. You was in heaven before I got there. Every now and then, instead of being mad because of what you ain't got, look around and say, well, I got this, and I got this, and I got this, and I got this. Don't be mad, baby. Thank God for what you got. Somebody say, preach, Pastor. In the church today, we have a lot more and better marriages if a husband can look at a wife and say, baby, you still look good to me. We'd have a lot better marriages if husbands can roll over in the middle of the night and say, I can't do much, baby, but I remember when. We'd have a lot better parents if the children would turn around and just look at them and say, I'm so glad you're my mama. I'm so glad you're my daddy. I'm so glad. And then we'd have a lot better children if parents would quit saying, what you do that for? And say, tell me, sweetie, what was on your ever-loving mind? But when we gather together, we need to lay Reuben to rest. Don't spend your days being frustrated. Don't spend your days being hateful. God forbid that after today you ever go to bed mad. My parents was together for 52 years. And they would get together. Never heard them argue, but I know they did. Sometimes my daddy got slick. I think he liked making up more than anything. But they made a pact. They would not go to bed angry. I wasn't so fortunate. I was mad all the time. One point I was mad because I got married. I was mad about who I married. Then I got mad because I got divorced. Somebody said, what you do? I got married again. Yeah, I got divorced again too. But in all of that, God was letting me know, until you get right with me, you're not going to be happy. Until you get settled with me, you're not going to be happy. You can marry anybody you want to marry, but the first vote is mine. You can lay with anybody you want to lay, but your first word of satisfaction comes from me. That's why for the last 10 years, I look good to myself. For the last 10 years, go where I want to go, do what I want to do. For the last 10 years, girlfriend, I've been walking by myself, walking by myself, walking by myself. For the last 10 years, and I thank God, I ain't frustrated nowhere. Got money in my pocket and in the bank. Jesus is the love of my life. He's the right man for me. I ain't scared of nobody. But I had to get over Reuben. I had to quit being frustrated. Had to quit being mad. Had to learn I'm all right by myself. Thank you, Lord. Don't have to ask nobody if I can buy what I want. I just go buy it. Don't have to ask anybody, baby, do you want to move? Yeah. I ain't frustrated no more. Reuben didn't learn the lesson. Children of God, as I stand before you today, learn the lesson. Your first love has got to be God. He is the one that will fulfill every void. It's not always your spouse. It's not always your children. If you got a problem, look in the mirror. Today is the first day of the rest of our life. If you have been sleeping with the enemy, it's time for you to wake up. If you have been frustrated because of what you don't have, it's time for you to wake up. If you have been upset because your husband or your wife don't meet your needs, it's time for you to wake up. They are not the problem. You are the problem. You want a human being to do something that is designed for God to do. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all these things will be added to it. Let's get our priorities in the right place. Because when you give it over to God, He works it out all the time. I'm not telling you what's on the paper. I'm telling you what's in my heart. I walk this thing 24/7. And you're sitting there saying, preacher, you don't know my story. Came to tell you, yes, I do. Being overlooked by somebody less popular than you, that's all right. Being overlooked by somebody younger than you, that's all right. Being passed by because somebody's lighter or darker than you, that's all right. God says He loves you.
way you are. But before God loves us, you gotta love yourself. In Reuben's mind, he never measured up. So many times in church, we don't measure up to ourselves. That's why we're so stinky and nasty and controlling. But if you know you're a child of the King, you don't have to fight everybody. You don't have to be in front of everybody. You know I'm in position, and whenever the deal goes down, I'm getting mine. Oh, I'm getting mine. I don't care who came in front of me. I don't care who behind me. Because when God get ready to give me my stuff, ain't nobody gonna get my stuff but me. Tell your neighbor, she's still talking about Reuben. And we are in the position of being blessed. Because we have a God who loved us when we were unlovable. We have a God who did not wait for us to get right, but he got us right. We serve a God that did not care who our mother and our father was. He loved us just because we belong to him. We serve a God who's not looking at how much money you can put into the church. He's looking at how much of your heart will you give to him. We serve a God that don't care how filthy you are. He can spring down holy water from heaven and wash you clean. We serve a God that can supply our every need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We serve a God. So if you're sitting here and you're frustrated, don't blame God. Don't blame anybody in your family, but the fault lies within us. We are our own worst enemy. Because over 2,000 years ago, we were given an opportunity to get it right. Over 2,000 years ago, your God and my Savior came through 42 generations. Not only that we would have life, but have life more abundantly. Over 2,000 years ago, he came down and he wiped away all iniquity. He washed out all frustration. He washed out everything that would have kept us from the blessing tree over 2,000 years ago. When we were in line for a debt to pay that all of us together would not be able to pay the sin debt, he came down and took our place on the cross. And after hanging on the cross from the sixth until the ninth hour, they took him down and put him in a tomb. And he laid in that tomb all night Friday. He laid in that tomb all day Saturday. He laid there all Saturday night. But they tell me early Sunday morning when he got up with all power. With all power. He didn't just get up so we could wave our hand. But he got up so the door that used to be closed will now be open. He got up so when people talked about what we couldn't do, he said, yes, you can. He got up so when they built a wall between us and them, he tore the wall. If you slept with the enemy last week, you need to go home and clean out your house. Because the last time I checked, the scripture says, you have not because you ask not. because you ask not. Because everyone that asketh, receive. To everyone that knocketh, the door open. For everyone that seeketh, find it. So I don't know what your object of frustration is, but I will tell you this. You want to kiss Reuben goodbye and tell him, you know what? I'm keeping my stuff. Because I know who I am. I ain't mad at nobody. I ain't jealous of nobody. I am who I am because I serve the great I am. You can be mad if you want to, but I'm going on in Jesus' name. How you like me now? I'm going on in the Lord's name. How you like me now? That's Reuben's story. The question is, are you related to Reuben? Are you sleeping with the enemy? Doors of the church are open. Did they come by letter? Did they come by letter? Christian.